This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Mary Beth Fryman, appellant, v. the Board of Regents of Southeast Missouri State University, respondent, decided December 31st, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Mary Beth Fryman, no, ED192690, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of Cape Girardeau County, first. Cause number 20CG CC00321, the Board of Regents of Honorable Benjamin F. Lewis, Southeast Missouri State University, respondent, filed December 31st, 2024. Introduction, Mary Beth Fryman sued the Board of Regents of Southeast Missouri State University, alleging claims of premises liability and negligence for a fall she suffered while walking up a set of stairs on the board's property. The Circuit Court sustained the board's motion for summary judgment, finding that the board was immune from liability because the uncontroverted material facts demonstrated that the alleged dangerous condition did not cause Fryman's injury. The Circuit Court's judgment is reversed, and the case is remanded for further proceedings. Background. While visiting Southeast Missouri State University with her daughter, Fryman was walking up a flight of stairs when an unknown woman came up the stairs behind her quickly. When Fryman attempted to move out of the woman's way, Fryman tripped over her feet and two fell. Fryman sued the board, alleging that the steps were in a dangerous condition because they were uneven, unmarked, steep, dark, unequal in height, slippery, and had no handrails. After discovery, the board filed a motion for summary judgment, arguing it was entitled to judgment as a matter of law because it was immune from liability pursuant to paragraph 537-600, RSMO 2016. 1. The board argued that because Fryman failed to provide any substantial evidence that the stairs were in a dangerous condition, its sovereign immunity was not waived. In support of its motion, the board relied on an affidavit from one of its maintenance workers, who opined that each step was within standard tolerances in construction practices. Fryman responded to the motion with an affidavit from her own expert, who opined that the stairs were in a dangerous condition for 7 distinct reasons, including that they had no handrails and were uneven. The expert's affidavit also stated that the dangerous conditions of the stairs caused Fryman's fall and injuries. The Circuit Court entered summary judgment in the board's favor, focusing on proximate causation rather than whether there could have been a dangerous condition. The Circuit Court's ruling relied on Fryman's testimony that she fell after tripping on her own feet. The court determined Fryman's actions to be the sole cause of the fall, and as a result, found that the alleged dangerous condition could not be a cause of Fryman's fall. The Circuit Court therefore determined that because the dangerous condition did not cause her fall, sovereign immunity was not waived. Standard of review. This court reviews the grant of summary judgment de novo. Brockington versus New Horizons Enters, LLC 654, SW3D 876 880, Mo Bank 2022. Summary judgment is proper only if the moving party establishes that there is no genuine issue as to the material facts and that 1, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 3, the movant is entitled to judgment as a matter of law. ED, quoting Green versus Photo Hyam, 606 SW3D 113, 115, Mona Bank 2020. The record below is reviewed in the light most favorable to the party against whom summary judgment was entered, and that party is entitled to the benefit of all reasonable inferences from the record. Glendale Shooting Club, Inc. v. Landolt, 661 SW3D 778, 782, Mona Bank 2023, quoting Brockington, 654 SW3D at 880. Analysis, Fryman raises 7 points on appeal, all relating to the Circuit Court's entry of summary judgment. The primary argument in each of the 7 points is that the Circuit Court erred in entering summary judgment, either because the issue of causation was not raised in the board's motion, or because genuine issues of material fact preclude the entry of summary judgment. Because of the similarity of the points, this court addresses them all at once. The board moved for summary judgment on the basis that the stairs were not in a dangerous condition, and as a result, the board was entitled to sovereign immunity. In response, Fryman's expert opined that the stairs were in a dangerous condition for seven distinct reasons, including that they had no handrails and were uneven. Fryman's expert's affidavit also stated that the dangerous conditions of the stairs caused Fryman's fall and injuries. The circuit court reasoned that